Welcome back. I thought a great way to kick off the new year would be to offer you some new opportunities for volunteering across Norfolk County. No better way to do that than with the Norfolk County RSVP program. Director Lucille Cassis stopped on by to tell us what's available for you. Happy New Year, Lucille.
Hi, Joe. Happy 2026.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Here we are.
Actually, new, too, is you.
Exactly.
Right? About how long has it been now at the program?
Just about a year.
Okay.
I started in February of 25.
Oh, so, okay. All
yeah,
right.
Coming up on a year.
How's it going?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
It's a very rewarding service that we run, and people are very enthusiastic. It's very positive, so
yeah.
It's lucky me.
You get to see the best of mankind, right?
Yes,
folks
yes.
Volunteering their time to do good, right?
It's a dream, yeah. Really.
Good
yeah.
For you, good
yeah.
For you. For folks who don't know, we should mm-hmm. start out with just a little recap of what RSVP program is.
Absolutely.
Sure.
So the acronym RSVP is Retired Senior Volunteer Program. And RSVPs across the country are organized to enable volunteers, people who are 55 or older, to volunteer in their community. And we operate on a grant, partially from AmeriCorps Seniors, which is a federally funded grant, and we're sponsored by the County of Norfolk.
Okay.
And our RSVP has an actual solid history right here in Quincy because it was operated out of QCAP, Quincy Community Action Programs, about 20 years ago. And the county took over the program and began running it through our offices in Dedham.
Oh, okay.
So.
Is that unique to Norfolk County RSVP?
It actually
it is
that yeah. A municipality would,
yeah.
Would usually it's a more of a nonprofit
right.
Type thing, and there's several nonprofits that run RSVPs. Foster Grandparents
oh.
Is another part of that AmeriCorps family.
I see. Okay.
And senior advocates, they call them.
Sure.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, last time you were here with County Commissioner Joe Shea, we talked
yes.
A little bit about how cutbacks at the federal level might impact the RSVP. Have you seen that happen?
Yes. So back in April of 25, unfortunately, AmeriCorps as an organization, which is a federal or quasi-public organization, they laid off probably 85% of their staff.
Wow.
And they also run the AmeriCorps program for people under 55. Yeah. So those are the folks, the young kids that go out and do service, kind of like the Peace Corps
yep.
Stateside.
Sure.
And they usually go through FEMA and they go out to disaster sites
yes.
and all of that.
Yeah.
And they get stipends and housing to perform those volunteer activities. So that was pretty devastating. We're on a 3-year grant right now, and we're funded through April of this year.
Okay.
I'm not sure what's going to happen,
okay.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But we've also applied to the Mass Department of Transportation for our Rides for Vets service. So
yes.
We're looking for different ways to maybe restructure the program if we are not able to get additional funding.
Okay.
But we're keeping our fingers
yeah,
crossed.
Yeah,
and.
Yeah.
Hopefully the government will at least partially fund the grant
okay.
For the next 3 years.
So major challenge for you, Lucille, in your first year.
It yeah, was. Yeah. It was kind of a surprise.
Sure.
But what can you do? I've worked in government before,
yes.
So we're used to rolling with the punches. And it's such a, we're so committed to it.
Yeah.
County Commissioner Joe Shea and Peter Collins from Milton and Richard Stady from Canton, the three commissioners are very committed to this program. So I feel fortunate that I have the muscle behind
right.
Behind
yeah.
It. And I, you know, it's just a wonderful service. And we provide, last year we provided 16,000 hours of service
okay.
To various nonprofits and different roles. And our Rides for Vets program, we do almost 1,000 rides a year.
Wow.
So we really fill a need And it would be a shame, obviously, if it had to go away. But I feel pretty confident that we're going to hang on.
Good, good. So, we'll have you have you back after April and see how things are
going. Oh, thanks. Yeah, that would be,
But the county commissioners control the purse strings, so they're looking, I'm sure, very diligently to find funding to keep things going.
They are. Yeah. They're very good about that.
Excellent.
So we're very fortunate.
So what is available in 2026 for volunteer opportunities, Lucille?
Oh, gosh.
Runs
the gamut.
Yeah.
So I think our flagship program is probably our Rides for Vets service.
No question. Yeah,
it's just, we really fill a niche in terms of, it's that sweet spot where, you know, the veteran maybe had just recently stopped driving themselves and are unable to do that, and maybe their adult children are still working.
Sure.
So when you look at the demographics, the average age of our riders is probably in the, you know, mid-80s.
Okay, wow.
And their adult children are in their early 60s, late 50s, and they're still working and have a hard time helping out. So I think, you know, we fill a need that is really important to get people to and from their medical appointments. Most of the rides are to the VAs, the West Roxbury, Brockton, and Jamaica Plain. Mm-hmm. Occasionally we'll go for the folks that live in the western part of the county, like Bellingham and Plainville. Sometimes they'll utilize the Providence VA.
Okay.
So it's only a 40-minute ride from there.
Gotcha.
So we have 40 drivers who are absolutely wonderful. Most are veterans themselves,
are they?
So they have a nice camaraderie with the rider.
Absolutely.
And they just really enjoy taking people to their appointments. And we only ask that you do 2 rides per month, although a lot of folks do more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can pick the rides you want. We have an online system where you just go in and look at what's available and pick whatever you want.
Okay.
So there's no, you know, commitment to every, you know, Thursday or something.
I see.
It's random.
At your convenience, basically.
At your convenience,
yeah. Okay.
And, we did a ton of rides last year, so we're looking to do more.
Sure.
And, you know, help those folks that maybe don't qualify for the VA rides. So the VA, it's income-based when they send the van to pick folks up. Unfortunately, we can't do a wheelchair. We can't accommodate a wheelchair because our volunteers are using their own vehicles.
And, right, yeah.
You know, so, but that's when they have to send the van. Or they can use the ride.
Through the T?
Exactly. However, when you take the ride or the VA van, you're driving around a bit. So
it's not just you, right?
It's not just you.
Yeah.
There's other people
it's
on the bus.
It's not a private ride. Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. So this, you know, people love it because it's door-to-door. And,
absolutely.
You know, yeah. So it's really good.
Who are your drivers or who can be a driver?
You know, that's a great question.
Yeah.
So obviously you have to have a good driving record.
Of course. Yeah.
We all, Corey, check everyone.
Okay.
And you have to have a sturdy vehicle.
Okay.
You have to have a working vehicle. And we, you know, we check all that in the interview process.
Okay.
Then, you know, I think about the average age of a driver is in the early 70s.
Okay.
And they've retired, but they're still looking to give back.
Sure.
And like I said, they're veterans themselves.
Yeah.
And although we have many women that drive.
Is that right?
Yeah, and most of the veterans are male, but we have some female drivers as well, and
more women veterans too.
Yes, you know, exactly.
Yeah,
as the generations,
yes.
But in that demographic, it is more male riders
right
and
now.
Male drivers.
Sure.
But they just do a wonderful job, and they're so selfless. Mm. And you know, they'll call me and say, you know, I really want to take this guy again because he's such a nice guy.
They really clicked,
and so they have these relationships there. Well, I'll try to match up
nice.
People that they want to drive.
Yeah.
So. But they do a wonderful job, and they'll help them to the door and back. But most of the folks have to be ambulatory. They can have a walker
sure.
or a cane,
okay.
which is fine, and they can go in and out on their own.
Okay.
Although if you have a procedure like a endoscopy, say, or a colonoscopy, we will go in and sign you out because
all right.
that's required.
They won't release the patient
they
unless
there's yeah, a, and they won't release
driver.
You to a cab. So
right.
really, those are really important rides
okay.
For the person.
Okay, good to know as well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there a limit on the number of rides that somebody can give?
Not really.
No, okay.
You know, we reimburse for mileage up to 300 miles a month. So that, I guess that's the limit. But we do 40 cents a mile reimbursement, and we do occasional gas cards when our budget permits.
Sure.
We might do that a couple of times a year. Usually around Christmas time we do it, just as an extra incentive for folks who are, you know, giving of their time and treasure, and you know, they're putting wear and tear in their vehicle too. So we try to do that, and the drivers love it. And we do a nice luncheon every summer.
It's very
and
popular.
Get everybody
yes.
together, and
yeah.
You know, we give out awards for people who have driven the most miles and whatnot.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of, you put
yes.
together a really neat bar chart.
I did.
That we want to show folks to let give an idea of where these drivers are coming from. Look at that.
Yeah, I
so
was curious.
Quincy beats them all.
Quincy's about 20%. Quincy, Weymouth, Dedham area, about 20 to 30% of our riders come from there.
Sure.
And I was actually surprised to see that as well, because I was thinking it was more the middle part of the county. But lots of folks coming from Quincy. And yet, I don't have a lot of drivers from Quincy. So, but there's folks from the middle of the county who are willing to drive and just go right through and take folks to the VA, to Jamaica Plain, exactly.
Yeah.
But this is like a month snapshot, so you can see kind of where people are coming from. And you know, again, the VAs have that income requirement, so. We don't charge anything. Obviously, it's a volunteer service.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes our riders want to tip the driver, and, you know, we say we don't
want
to tip.
That.
Yeah, no, we don't want we don't want that. We're doing this as a service,
right.
So,
okay.
And it's part of the grant, so.
Yeah, what a great way, too, for veterans to give back, you know. To either folks they may know through the military or get to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we work very closely with the Councils on Aging. So the Kennedy Center, the senior centers in the county refer people to us when they also do rides. But most of the senior centers do just local, like supermarket and whatnot.
Yes, right, yeah.
They don't usually do outside of the town that they're representing.
Right,
so
it's paid for by that municipality, so
exactly.
It stays in their borders,
Right, right.
Now, can a driver bring a veteran to a private doctor's appointment?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, they can. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, private. I would say probably 60% of the rides are to the VAs, and the other 40% are private appointments throughout the county to their dentist, doctor. We have a couple of folks that, you know, we take them to important errands like pharmacy, or
I was gonna ask
they have to pay the cable bill, or they want to do it in person or go to the bank.
A shopping trip, would that be part
we do occasional shopping trips. Yep. As long as it usually is about an hour and a half limit. Otherwise we split the ride where we have a driver take to and from.
I
So those are shorter, shorter shopping trips.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But I mean, if transportation and mobility are an issue, this is a critical service for these folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And with the AmeriCorps grant, their focus is on senior isolation, as well as transportation.
Yeah.
So this kind of fits both of those requirements.
Absolutely.
In terms of, you know, that might be the only person that rider sees.
Right.
In that week or 2 weeks, it could be.
Which also translates into better mental health as well. You know, I mean, it's
absolutely.
I don't think you can see the benefits just from looking at a bar graph like that. These numbers are there are people behind them.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
And one great story is this woman who is still working because she's in her late 50s and is a full time caregiver for her dad.
Wow.
And she called me and said, you know, I just couldn't possibly get him to his PT appointments. He had
she's
a fall.
She's got basically two full-time jobs, essentially.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And she's like, you guys have just saved our life.
See,
because I could never, you know, I'd lose my job if I had to take him.
So it's helping the entire family.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, not just the,
which is really nice
patient.
To hear.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's your main program.
It is.
You're always looking for folks to participate.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But we're also in the schools. So we have about a dozen folks that are in the elementary schools throughout Norfolk County, grades pre-K to 5, and they're helping their teachers with reading, the fundamentals, math skills, and a lot of them are retired teachers who just miss the classroom, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
So they know the drill. They know
oh, yeah.
you know, what to expect, and the teacher loves having them come in because, you know, it takes the pressure off if they have 20 some odd students in the class.
Second teacher, yeah.
You know, and they're there once a week, maybe twice a week in some cases,
okay.
And they absolutely love it. So we have a whole cadre of school-based volunteers as well.
Nice.
And then we work, obviously, with all the nonprofits. We have friendly visitors to nursing homes, mm-hmm. long-term care facilities, and even to private homes mm-hmm. For isolated seniors who can't get out and
okay.
just looking for someone to talk to. And we also have ESOL. We have a great new program in at St. Jerome's Church right in Weymouth mm-hmm. Where it's called My Lee, and it's an adult daycare for Vietnamese speaking
really?
Seniors.
Oh.
And we have a volunteer who was very experienced in English as a second language, ESOL, and she wanted to do something in the schools, and we didn't have a placement for her, so we matched her up with this, and she's just having a great experience.
Started by herself, basically.
she used AI. I was telling you earlier, used AI to come up with a curriculum because she doesn't speak Vietnamese, but she has one of the staffers kind of troubleshoot when she runs into some, you know, obstacles, and he does a great job in helping her out. But the seniors there love it, and she said, you know, they're all at different levels. Some may only went to the third grade,
wow.
or, you know, in their own country.
Yes.
But are just very eager to learn English, and it's such a nice program.
Interesting.
And she's really spearheaded that in Weymouth. So.
Wow, that sounds like one that could be duplicated too.
Absolutely.
In other parts of the county, yeah.
Yeah, especially where she's developed the curriculum. I think
right.
you know, we absolutely could do that in other places.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
AI is just infiltrating all aspects of our lives.
I confess, I have to use it sometimes. But
Meals on Wheels, I know, is another big one.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. South Shore Elder Services. We have probably another dozen folks driving. They always need people to do Meals on Wheels. And again, that's like a weekly, monthly commitment. It's up to the person.
Yep.
And I know that they're always calling me for new folks. And, you know, the nice thing about RSVP is we're kind of like a headhunter for volunteers.
Right. Well, this is kind of a central gathering place, if you will, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And we do all the background and the interviews,
yes.
and we kind of vet the person,
yes.
and then we just hand them over, you know, to the nonprofit. And they love it because that's a whole other step that they don't have to worry about.
That's right. Yeah.
Sometimes you have to fill out their paperwork, too. And
sure.
Like for the schools, you have to do another query
makes
for them,
perfect sense.
which
yeah.
is understandable.
Yeah.
But they really enjoy working with us, and you know, our group of volunteers is like their own community,
mm-hmm.
and they, you know, they have the benefit of being able to work with me in terms of any problems that come up with the volunteer
yeah.
role, and I can usually be a liaison between the
absolutely.
Nonprofit and the person
yeah.
to solve it.
You do have a contracted position available, right, at RSVP?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We do. Our volunteer coordinator retired in October, and just because of the uncertainty of the funding, we're doing a short-term contract position.
Okay.
And it's very flexible, however many hours the person wants to work a week.
Okay.
To help me and to help the program, you know, stay on top of all the volunteer requests that
yeah.
come in. We almost can't keep up. So,
but kind of a good problem.
Which is
to
a
have,
good
right?
problem
yeah.
to have, but
yeah.
the whole processing of volunteers
okay.
and helping us with the ride dispatch and
somebody
taking
with
in the
good
calls.
Organizational skills. It
absolutely,
sounds like.
Yeah.
Reach
yeah.
out to you for that.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We've been putting up your website. Your,
oh, good.
Your
My
email,
phone number.
Your phone number. It's
perfect.
All, it's all out there.
Excellent. That's good to know.
So great to talk to you, Lucille.
Same here, Joe.
Great
Thank
way to
you.
Kick off the new year.
Thanks
Hope
for
you have
the
a,
opportunity.
Oh, please come back.
Absolutely.
We'll have you back.
It'll be a pleasure.